What happens when the mirror meant to reflect your worth shows only emptiness? For countless daughters, the absence of a father, whether physical or emotional, creates a profound void that shapes their entire existence. This absence isn't merely a missing person, but a missing experience of being seen, valued, and guided by a crucial figure in their development. The wound often remains invisible, yet influences everything from self-worth to relationship patterns, career choices, and the ability to access personal power. When a daughter looks for her reflection in her father's eyes and finds nothing, she begins a lifelong search for validation that can lead her down paths of self-doubt, overachievement, or relationship patterns that recreate the original abandonment. This invisible wound becomes the architecture of her life, a blueprint built around emptiness rather than presence. A father's absence creates a paradox. The less present he is, the more powerfully his absence shapes his daughter's identity. Without his recognition, daughters lack fundamental confirmation of their worth, affecting them personally, psychologically, socially, and physically. Consider Jade. Outwardly successful yet inwardly disconnected. When her father left when she was 3, she developed a competent facade masking profound anxiety. Behind her achievements lurked an inaccessible core, a pattern repeating across generations as her own father had lost his father young. Even physically present but emotionally absent fathers leave daughters with the dead father effect, a void where connection should exist. This absence becomes internalized, creating psychological deficits that can span generations. The daughter typically carries both the wound and responsibility for healing, while the father remains oblivious to the damage caused by his emotional unavailability. The absence of fathers in psychological literature itself represents a collective blind spot with significant consequences for understanding these dynamics. When a father fails to see his daughter's true value, she becomes trapped in patterns of seeking validation elsewhere. Biblical stories like Jephthah's daughter illustrate this tragedy. Fathers unconsciously sacrificing daughters through thoughtless actions, then blaming them for the consequences. Without a father's affirming gaze, daughters develop persistent emptiness and lifelong insecurity. As one woman described, "I know fatherlessness. I know the emptiness it creates, the years searching for something to help fill the void." This absence affects daughters physically, socially, and psychologically. Historically, fathers provided identity through surnames and social position. Their absence leaves cultural and emotional voids daughters struggle to fill. Many fathers maintain the rulemaker role without emotional availability, creating a paradoxical presence in absence. Without witnessing healthy parental relationships, daughters often view fathers through their mother's disappointed eyes, inheriting both absence and bitterness. This creates what analysts call bleak, tonally inert, intimately blank relationships that arrest emotional development and foster either excessive self-focus or self-erasure. When a father is physically present but emotionally dead, his daughter internalizes this emptiness. His vacant gaze provides no reflection for her identity, trapping her in patterns that echo the original abandonment. Shiloh sought therapy after repeatedly choosing unfaithful partners, unconsciously recreating her father's abandonment. Her dreams revealed her psychological imprisonment, mirrors reflecting only herself, symbolizing her cycle of self-criticism. Grace's dream of a mechanical claw dunking dummies mirrored her relationship with her emotionally vacant father. With him, she learned to please without guidance, becoming hypersensitive while he remained distant. Like many daughters, she unconsciously tried to revive him, hoping healing him might earn his attention. The absence of positive paternal experiences creates detachment. A daughter's devotion to a deadened father leaves psychological voids that hinder loving relationships and personal development. This absence breeds self-contempt and masochistic tendencies. Yet, hope remains. By acknowledging grief and distinguishing what's alive from what's dead, daughters can establish separate identities. Paradoxically, absence can become space for authentic self-expression. The absent father creates an as-if personality in daughters who develop facades masking inner emptiness. These women project confidence while harboring deep fragility, presenting polished exteriors while feeling fraudulent inside. They avoid emotional depth, becoming what Helene Deutsch called imposter types with negative goodness. Tiffany's dream of a man with a blue light revealed her unconscious father idealization that denied her fear. Without a trustworthy father figure, she developed false maturity covering an infantile mindset. Sydney maintained an impeccable appearance, hiding severe depression and self-harm. She called this the poser, a persona that protected yet prevented genuine fulfillment. When she found her absent father in adulthood, he offered no explanation. In one dream, Sydney helped her father find his crown, symbolizing how she secured his position while sacrificing herself. Without paternal attachment, daughters compensate through mimicry, perfectionism, and hyperfunctionality. They discern others' needs while avoiding their own emotions. Sophia described therapy as lancing an abscess of buried disappointments, once getting a knife stuck in her foot, yet walking normally to avoid her father's shame, perfectly illustrating this self-suppression. Therapy helps daughters process absent father's impact by reconstructing dissociated personality fragments in a safe environment. The therapist mirrors unknown aspects of the daughter, helping her escape self-imposed limitations. The absent father inevitably appears in therapy through projections, dreams, and relationship patterns. Female therapists often carry father projections that must be carefully managed, as daughters may experience them as either idealized or harsh paternal figures. Dismantling illusions in therapy is painful. Jung described this as stripping the persona's mask to discover that what seemed individual is actually collective. For daughters of absent fathers, therapy involves gradually revealing needs and making emptiness and shame visible within the relationship. Through this process, the daughter's experiences become witnessed, building self-regulatory capacity. Mourning is essential, yet challenging. How does one mourn what never existed? Therapeutic work helps represent the loss and recreate the father in the mind as a reparative act. What fills the void left by an absent father? Through inner psychological work, a daughter finds her way, carrying the memory of absence while recreating her life. As Foucault suggests, we have to create ourselves as a work of art, filling a space that remains empty. Behind masks of confidence lies the legacy of self-doubt. Healing requires betraying traditional father ideals to recall oneself. The daughter must listen to herself, allowing absence to push her toward authenticity. Jung's individuation process aims for consciousness of self, becoming a single, homogeneous being, and realizing one's innermost uniqueness. This journey requires examining past wounds, often restoring the daughter while the father relationship cannot. Father absence confronts daughters with both vulnerability and resilience. Exploring this absence draws out creativity, transforming symptoms into strength. One woman dreamt of old books mixed with modern devices, reflecting her enthusiasm for knowledge despite her father's absence. She had moved from despair to curiosity, from deprivation to possibility. The father's absence, once a defining wound, becomes the space where the daughter's authentic self emerges, not despite the absence, but because she has learned to fill it with herself.